Hey Mao Cheshvan, Sunday the 6th of November, Rabbi Yossi David, Gromer and candle lighting. This week's Torah Away is sponsored in sponsored by family Rafi Shasha and Lily Joshua, the families of, on the occasion of their wedding. I'm sorry, the writing is very... I don't know whether they've got married yet, or they're going to get married shortly.
Pass us today.
Pass us today, okay.
Mazel.
Huh? Do I get this?
It's interesting when you mention about Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim was very much into mystics in his hanhogos, and is very much into it. But yeah, absolutely true. This is Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, I think, wrote the book Tom and Tia. Yeah. Against all these this industry of Kamiyas. Yeah. So they mentioned here something to do with commemorating Shabbat UK. Truth is, Shabbos Lashem.
Oh, absolutely.
Shabbat UK should be Shabbat every week.
Absolutely.
Mishaburo says every respectful community should make sure that they set up chaburos and groups of people learning Hilchos Shabbos all year round. Very important. So therefore, to us, Shabbos is every 7 days, not once a year. However, we learn from Noach that we shouldn't even only care about ourselves. We should be bothered about the generation on the whole, especially our Yiddish brothers.
Yeah.
Definitely take care. And they asked one of the great Israeli, what's the help to shout Shabbos in the streets? So he answers, when they pinch you, you shout, aye. Does it help you to shout, aye? Makes you paying less? It doesn't. It's just a reaction. So people who shout Shabbos, a lot of them are shouting, it's a reaction. They feel bad. They feel terrible. Another Yid is not keeping Shabbos. They may not be going about it in the best way. Yeah, but it should trouble us when we see a person not keeping Shabbos. It should trouble us. When I moved to England, one of the positive things is they can explain, it's a goy. So you can't do it. You don't see it so often, but you can't do it. Unfortunately, yeah. Anyway, so we chose the topic of Hadlakas Neiros, and it's actually quite connected to the Indian of Groma. I'll tell you a nice chidush, which has been troubling many poskim I've seen. It only troubles us. There's a concept in Gemara, Sochim Shraga Betira Maya Anile. What's the help to light candles on the middle of the day? Yeah, it doesn't help anything. The famous question which is asked is, nowadays we've got electricity which lights better than any candle you'll manage to buy from the shops. Lights better than an avocat. The question is, other worries with that. But we've got perfect lighting. So we don't want to uproot the minhag of lighting candles on Shabbos. Khalila, I'm not here to stand up and say, don't light candles anymore. Just turn on the electricity or not. But shraga betira maya anile. Especially, I read out in Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Here, there's a tshuva Ashkenazi brought in the name of the Ma'aril. In the olden days, people used to get together. Nowadays, it's only in hotels. But they used to get an inn. A few people would get together, and they'd have to light candles. So the Tshuva Ashkenazit, which is the Maharil really, he writes that if a few people want to light in one place and each one has a separate chiyuv, because we are all have our own pockets, we are all our own balebatim. So we are away from home, we have to light candles, we have a chiyuv to light. Our wives, presumably in this situation, which the Maharil says the wife wasn't lighting a home for him. So there was, apart from the issue of having light over here, there's the chiyuv on each one separately. So it would be ideal if they'd put money together and have a joint lighting, which is a nice idea. However, they don't. Each one wants to light on his own. They all want to light candles. So the Maharil writes, there's no problem. Why? Ribu yoira, meaning more light. The more the merrier. One more candle, another candle, three candles, four candles. it makes the atmosphere even better, makes it more warmer, it's nicer, gives a little bit more light. Ribuy ora, that's the expression. Shulchan Aruch doesn't agree with that idea. That's why I always advise a Sfaradim who happen to be in a hotel and they don't allow you to light in your bedrooms, obviously, because you're going to light fire, the fire alarms, whatever worries. And by Sfaradim Gneva, if they tell you clearly not to light candles, don't be clever and light candles, because you're really going against what the policy. So they tell you to light in the dining room. So I tell the Sfaradim, run first to make sure you light before anybody else lights, otherwise you won't be able to make a bracha, because they have a designated area where they all light. If you have candles there already, you'll be getting a bracha or ribu yoira. The Ashkenazim have a minhag like the Maharil, that even many women can get together and light in the same place, there's no problem of breaking a bracha or ribu yoira. But even the Maharil agrees that if it's not an inner of ribu yoira, when I light a candle in this room, I don't think I'm adding on any light at all. There's no ribu yoira at all. So some poskim advise people to turn off the lights and then light the candles and turn on the lights at the same time. So you make a bracha on both. So what to do in a situation where you don't have candles? Can you make a bracha on the electricity lights or not? Many years ago, I happened to be, I'm sorry for mentioning Sfaradish Ashkenazi too much, yeah, but I happened to be in Ashkenazi Beis HaMidrash. And there was a rabbi which got up, Talmid Chochem got up, and he wrote something, he said something in front of everyone, he said, Pele on the Ben Ish Chai. I don't understand where he got this halacha on. The Ben Ish Chai writes in his halachot a strange halacha, which needs understanding. He writes, we have to warn our ladies, in a nice way, yeah? Warn them that when they're lighting Shabbos candles, make sure that you keep on holding the lights, keep on holding the fire, until majority of the wick is lit. Hanukkah, you know that halacha, yeah? From the halacha of the Mikdash, we know it, yeah? Sheyeteh, shalevet olam elea. So keep on holding until the majority of the wick. Today we don't have such a big problem because our floating wicks hardly have anything on top of it. hardly have any wick. But to light the majority of what's sticking out above there by the wick, because otherwise it will not be, this is his lashon, it will not be, not in English, it will not be considered that you've lit the candles. It will be considered that it got lit alone. And says the Ben Ish Chai, you're not yoitze the mitzvah of hadlakas neiros. Big chidush. And it is considered that if you have not lit candlelights, this Erev Shabbos. Huh? Good, I'm getting there. That's the point I want to touch. It says the Ladal Kameleah. Says it's not considered that you've lit. Dumya, he adds on a few words which really helps us understanding. When I went straight after finish the shiur, I went straight away. How dare he speak in Benish? I've got to go and defend him. I've got to see, find out what's going on here. It really doesn't make no sense. What's the big deal? Have you seen a woman in particular to stand for a few seconds until the majority of the week's down? Or she just touch it and move away? Says the Ben Ish Chai, she touches and moves away, she has not lit the candles, the candle lit on their own. She calls the candles to light. And he writes, Dumya, the Nerot HaMikdash. Similar to the Neros of Beis HaMikdash. That's what he writes. So I went back and I thought, maybe it's the Ben Ish Chai's Chiddush. I said, I'm going to have a kick of the Ben Ish Chai, why not? Yeah? So I have opened this for him. And I see what Ben Ish Chai, what you're talking about. It's a Shulchan Aruch. It's a Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Samach Daled, Seif Chet, HaMadlik Tzarich Sheyadlik Rov Ma Sheyotze Min HaPtila Mehaner. The one who lights candles, which makes sure always to light the majority of what sticks out of the candle. Now, the Shulchan Aruch writes a Lashon of Tzarich. I know the Chazon Ish speaks about Lashon of Tzarich when he writes in another Achrim, writes about Tzarich, but the Tzarich is a must. That if you don't do it that way, there's a similar chatzitzis as well. Yeah, the Gemara says in Menachos you should separate the tzitzis every morning before you wear it. Yes, yeah, so the Gemara actually says it's me'akev, not like the Magen Avraham, because yes, the tzorich means it's mamish me'akev, and if you don't make sure they're separated like a tzitzik, like the heads of the, I won't say the punks, but the Gemara says such a head tzitzit armata, like they used to have heads each one separated. You have to make sure that tzitzit, this is a lashon of tzorich. And according they said tzorich is a must, and I make a bracha without doing it. Similar here, Shulchan said tzorich. So, you have to light the majority. I look at the levush, Amotcha Yafa, he writes in a Sefer the Levush, a Talmud of the Rama, it's like the Neiros of the Beis HaMikdash. By the Neiros of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol didn't stand there, like the majority of it, he wasn't joined to the Mitzvah Adlaka. And the Mishnah Berurah brings the Levush. To bring you an idea that this is so established, it's so must, I'll give you a nice sugya in Gemara and Shabbos. The halacha is on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to light with Shivra Kelim. What does that mean? It's a concept of Noila, the concept of Yudha, Yom Machmer, and Yom Tov. What's Shivra Kelim? If I had a chair on Erev Yom Tov, and someone heavy sat on it and broke it on Yom Tov, and now I'm lacking firewood, I can't use the woods from this chair for firewood, because when Yom Tov came in, this was a chair. Something new appeared here, now you want to change its course, and you want to use enough of firewood, you're not allowed to light without firewood. It's called Naila. Says the Gemara, if you've got a beged, what's called Shivra Kelim by a beged? Anything which is less than three etzvos by three etzvos, three fingers by three fingers. Anything less than that, it's a Shivra Kelim. It's not considered complete Kelim. You've got a wick, which is exactly three by three. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is based on a Gemara. You're not allowed to use a wick made from a piece of garment, 3x3 on Yom Tov. That means if you had a piece of garment, it was exactly 3x3. You say, why don't I use it for a floating, for a wick, to light my Yom Tov. So he says, on a Yom Tov, which falls on an Erev Shabbos. You want to light candles for Shabbos, you're not allowed to use a piece of shmate, which is 3x3 exactly, it's a keli. It's not yet less than 3x3, so it's not muktzeh. And you want to roll it up and put it as a wick, says you're not allowed to use it. Why? Because there's a halacha which says that you have to light the majority of the wick. And if you keep on holding on, you're lighting with Shivra Kelim, with something which is a Shivra Kelim, because it's not sufficient to just touch the wick and let it light on its own. You have to stand there for a few seconds until the majority of the wick gets burnt. If that's the case, you'll be lighting with a Shivra Kelim, and on Shivra Kelim you cannot have to light on Yom Tov. And it's Yom Tov which falls on Erev Shabbos, you can't light. Had it been only a din lechatchila, would the Mishnah Berurah be so particular? What's the matter? Just light us. You won't do that. He do. Big deal. Seems to be also Mishnah Berurah holds like that. If we are right in what we are saying now, there's no issue. One cannot make a broch on electricity. When Chazal made the takana to light candlelights, they made the Tzuras HaTakana. There was also a form the way you should fulfill our commandment. We told you to light candles in Erev Shabbos. We want you to do it in a specific way. There's a great... Do me a Neiros HaMikdash. If in the Beis HaMikdash they used to light it, you should light it and not cause it to light, then you cannot use electricity. When you turn that switch on, what are you doing exactly? You're closing a circuit, and you're causing light to go on. Now don't jump to any conclusions. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. It's not called groma. That's exactly what I want to talk about now. But as far as the obligation to light Shabbos candles, you're not yotze the mitzvah, because here there was a tzuras hatakana as well. Not only an establishment that you should light candles, I want you to do it. Don't know, perhaps a great secret behind this. Yeah? Great. There must be. They wanted a connection. Not only in Chanukah. By Chanukah also the same halacha. Chanukah definitely there's some kind of a dimion between Neiros HaMikdash and Chanukah. But also Shabbos candles as well. And therefore they told you, make sure you're the one lighting it. Not cause it to light. I think by definition, lighting a light switch is definitely you causing the light to come about. And therefore it's not considered you have lit, it's not doing the Neiros HaMikdash, therefore we've got no problem. So even if there's lots of light here, you haven't fulfilled the requirement of Chazal. Chazal told you to light a candle similar to the Neiros HaMikdash. That's what Levush says. That's what it seems to be from Pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos and Bov Madlikim. That you have to light Dumya the Neiros HaMikdash. And a Madlik Tzarech Shadlik Rova Yotzeh. Similar to Neiros HaMikdash. If that's the case, we outlaw now any lighting by candles. I remember I once went, there was a great poetic who took us once. We went with him to an hotel. And obviously, not to light candles there, everybody. I said, so he found a solution. He sent someone to buy torches for everyone. Go light with a torch. Then I was a simple boy. So I went and did that, exactly that. I went and lit with a torch. Never mind, when we came back to our bedroom, the battery ran out. Yeah? And that's bichlal bracha lebatala, because Rosh Hashanah says people should be careful with the light candles and they're going out to eat. Make sure you light enough oil that when you come back, the candles are still lit. Yeah? Because otherwise, akun to the Shulchan Aruch, akun to everybody, you're making a bracha lebatala. You're making a bracha lebatala. So you have to make sure that you put enough sufficient oil that when you return, there's enough oil. So that was the case. Definitely when you light any torches, electricity, all of this, you're bringing about. Now, I'm not...
Is it fire, my life?
Huh?
The torch is it fire, didn't it?
No, I'm now came to the Chiddush, it has to be fire. And many things go...
Yeah, but is it fire?
Well, who says you need... Maybe you need light. Maybe you need light. Who says you need fire for Shabbos? Who says you need fire for Shabbos for candle lighting? We just proved that. You're right. Yeah, you're right. This is what I'm trying to get at. So therefore, you don't have to be machmir to turn off the lights before you light the Shabbos candles. And if you're stuck and you don't have Shabbos candles, you can't make a bracha on electricity. So just all of this is the outcome of this. Now,
why you have to turn the light off because of the ribui?
You don't have to. You don't have to. Because what we spoke, what the Mari spoke about ribui, that's when there's already a candle lit in the foam which there's required you to light. So what are you adding on another candle which is lit in the same foam? So but if there's no candle lit in that...
Light.
You're not increasing light, but you're lighting what they required you to light. Had you been standing next to someone who's already lit such a light, then that would be called ribui oira. Ribui oira means it's specific oil, the oil of the Neis HaMikdash. Chiddush, yeah? But that's what it seems to be from the halacha. So Baruch Hashem, I found the source, and it makes sense, and it answers the law. In the Ben Ishchai itself, a bit of a contradiction. Yeah? I don't like saying contradiction in the Ben Ishchai because it's a bit dim, but the Ben Ishchai actually says in the olden days in Iraq, back in Iraq, it was very hot, they used to eat on the rooftops. So he asks, there's so much light from there, there's no electricity there, but then, there's some dumi with electricity, there's Ora Levana Zorachat. The moonlight was so strong that it gave nice light. So what do we like? So he goes, Mi levada tama pashti yesh bo tam al piyasod. Apart from pshat, there's a tam al piyasod to light candles. Neres 250. There's a whole issue akun to sod, why people should still light neres and not something else. But we are now going with the pshat and shulchan aruch, okay?
When we in hotels, they give you the night lights. They don't last after the meal.
Oh, terrible. So where do you light in the hotel? Where do you light?
In the dining room.
And by the time you come down to eat, there's nothing there.
Nothing left.
It's also a problem. Because what are they making a bracha on? You're not even using those candles.
Have you stayed there half an hour?
I don't know. He's saying it does now. You're saying it does now. So it's not which candles it provides. Which hotel you talking about? So that's not going to... And you have to make sure you've got lights that someone will benefit from it.
Also many.
You, the waitress, whoever it is. Someone should benefit from the lights.
Many hotels, they can't light in the dining room. They give you another room where they light.
Yeah. Yeah, memory candles. Yeah.
Oh,
sure. Then the shomer. What's the hell? It's a different room. Huh? Anyway. So let's not...
If you can stay with the candles a little bit, like 5-10 minutes.
It depends. It depends. Whether it's daylight?
No.
There's no daylight. It's a bit dark. So there are more lights already a bit dark than... Okay, if you lose it after you've accepted Shabbos a little bit for something and you need it and it gives light, then anachinam. So it's a technical issue. Theoretically, could you benefit from the meal of the electricity not being here? Then that's considered a necessity. But if you're not in the house at all, then you've got a problem. So now let's go back. If this is grammar, now we have to now then. Obviously, I'm not allowing now to turn on light switches on Shabbos. No one should come along. It says the Gemara on Shabbos says, "Lo ta'aseh kol melacha asiya udeh asura gram ashari." He can't bring me that nonsense. No, one has nothing to do with the other. Legave doing melacha, what it says grammar there, it's a misconcept. People have to look at the sugi of grammar properly. It's not something straightforward at all. There's a big, I wouldn't say big machloek is Rishonim there. If I was pshat in grammar to say what you chazal allowed, never mind that the Mishnah Berurah goes with the Ramah, which the Ramah says that only b'makom hefsed the b'matik grammar, but not every grammar is mutter. Not every grammar is mutter, huh? You heard about this kosher switch? This is what I'm coming to hack about, but I won't go into details about this. Yeah, that's not having a go. I'm a laugh. They're promoting it in such a way that they're having a laugh at those who are particular not to use it. They're even accusing us of baltashchis. We have to get this kosher switch, otherwise you're even baltashchis. You understand how careful, how good they are? Rachmana litzlan. Never mind the most respectful poets can have abolished that idea bichlal of this kosher switch, but I've got my issues. The whole issue of grammar is misunderstood. Definitely, I couldn't to the Shulchan Aruch, I couldn't to the Rif, I couldn't to the Rambam, I couldn't to many Rishonim. Grommers only when you don't have an intention to cause what you did. There's a Gemara in Bava Kamma which establishes that. I know that Rosh seems to hold slightly different, but I'll just explain you a little bit. There's a Mishnah which says, we'll try and do as much as we could until time is up, yeah? The Mishnah says, Rav Shimon ben Anas says, a person can fill full of kelim, full of water, ben meleim, ben rekanim. I always make a duke in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's tanoim, don't mess around. It's like the Gemara, even more. Ben meleim, ben rekanim, with a full kelim, empty kelim, you can make a mechitza. This is a good way of stopping the fire from spreading. Chas v'sholom, a fire is spreading. Then you take kelim, ben meleim, ben rekanim, it says in the Mishnah. Why is it rekanim? Who stops fire with empty kelim? Water, I can understand it's water. It'll burst the keli, you get the water, and, you know. I can understand, but it says Rakanim. Seems to be Rakanim also stopped the fire from coming. This helps us to understand the sugya. Says Rabbi Yossi, you can't use clay cheres chadashim. If you use kelim, which definitely will burst, yeah, which straight away, Rabbi Nisim Avashor gives an example to plastic bags full of water. It's a joke. You put in front of the fire, and you put the water there, plastic bags. No. So he said, since it's definitely going to happen, this is going to burst, therefore you can't use that to stop the fire. Then the Gemara goes to ask a whole discussion, what happens when you've got a garment which caught fire, can you wet the other half? There it seems to be that the Akudin to Tanakama, which is a Shirin Akudin, Aloch is like Tanakama, you're allowed to cause the fire to go off by putting kelim full of water. Even if you know that the fire will burst the kelim and turn off the fire. That's considered grammar. Well, we've got it, halacha. Well,
excuse me, what's it going to be, a time
switch? Yeah, I'm giving time switch. You can, I'm giving the principle now. You go and apply it to whoever you want. Time switches, you hear basic saying mutter, something to also, something to you can turn, cause it to turn off quicker, but not turn on quicker. But there's many different. But the problem is we're not going down to the source and trying to understand the concept of grammar. That's our problem. That's why I want to touch this idea of grammar. Also, there's so many halachas relevant to this, yeah? The Rosh, for instance, writes, if your food is not fully cooked and you put your cover on top of it and the cover fell off and the food is not fully, you can't put the cover back. Why? Because you're causing the food to cook quicker. Well, it's the Oraisa, the Rabbon, it's a different issue, but the Rosh actually, and the Rosh is the one who actually argues in the whole sugya. But let me go slowly about it, yeah? There's another sugya. Here seems to imply that you're allowed to use kelim to cause the fire to go off. There's another sugya in the end of Bamet Toimnim. The day it talks about, the sugya there speaks about, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Samech Hei, putting kelim beneath a candle. You know, sometimes candles don't light so well and they give us sparks and you're afraid it'll burn the carpet or it'll burn somewhere nearby. So are you allowed to put on Shabbos kelim full of water beneath it, that if a spark comes off, it should fall into the water? Now, you're not turning off anything. Nothing. It hasn't happened yet. Sparks haven't come out yet. It's still lighting okay, but you know at a certain point you do that, you're allowed to put. Shulchan Aruch brings the Gemara which says you can't even put from before Shabbos. Even before, you can't put. Why? The Gemara calls it Mekarev Kibui, not Gram Kibui. So in Grammar already you see the difference between Mekarev Kibui. So what's the difference? There's a big argument amongst the Shema to understand. Toisus Rabbeinu Tam, then there's the Ran having a different understanding. What exactly is the problem here? I'm not doing anything. Spark hasn't come yet. I'm just putting a thing. Eventually it'll come and fall onto there. So some want to say, since there's nothing separating between the water which you've put to the fire which will come even later, yeah, that's considered Mekarev Kibui. That's also to do. What we allowed you in the Mishnah is Kalim. There's a Dauphin, the water is not exposed directly in front of the fire. I'm putting it inside the utensil. The Drisha holds the difference between the Mishnah and the Sugya here is your intention. When you put that water there to receive the sparks which are coming down, what intentions do you have there? 100%. That the water should turn off the fire. So that grammar is also. Says the Drisha by Kalim, you'd prefer much more Kalim not bursting. You prefer the Kalim itself to do the job and stop the fire from spreading. And that's why the Mishnah says, Ben Rekanim, Ben Meleim. Otherwise, the Mishnah says Rekanim. Because their initial intention is, as a backup, if that won't happen, let it burst the keli, let it turn the fire off. But the initial intention is not that. And that gives us a big yisod in the whole concept of grammar. We can't call anything grammar. They're manufacturing today such switches, the way to mesil monea, lidei grammar, and all that, anything.
Why not before Shabbos?
Huh? Why not before Shabbos? So if we hold it, it's if you're going like these, you're showing like this explanation that Mekarev Kibui is also, and I can understand the made Xerov before Shabbos, or you'll do it on Shabbos, because on Shabbos is Mekarev Kibui.
Yep.
So if you can't do it before. But if you're like the Rishonim, which Tosus brings, that it's not an event, there's a Tosus brings a Chashash, that we are worried that the time you put it on Shabbos, you will, at the exact time you put it, the spark will come out and it'll hit the water whilst you're making a movement, and that'd be called a U turned it off. So therefore, the main exeter, but the Pele of Tosus says it's exiting. You don't do it before Shabbat, just to get on Shabbat. You put it at the time, it's a bit far away. That's Tosus from Shabbat. Tosus brings that
Before Shabbat is also supposed to be coming down. Before Shabbat.
Not necessarily. Before Shabbat, I'm allowed to turn off fire.
That's right.
Okay?
Shabbos, you don't want there to be sparks. It's the same thing as the fire, no?
You want it to turn off. If there is. You want it to turn off. You've got no other. You want the water. Water. Yeah, that's a deal. The Kelim Rekaniim stop the spreading of fire. They don't turn off a fire. Yeah? Water is a substance which turns off fire. That's the difference. And that's why Tali Shachas Ba'or is a difference. Yeah? That's why Shulchan Aruch you're allowed to wet a garment which is caught fire on one end. You're causing them and the fire will reach there. It won't catch on the fire. It won't go, it'll turn it off. It won't turn it off. And the Ran says this quite clearly. It's mecharech. It won't let it burn because it's wet. But it won't turn it off. But when you have exposed water, water turns off fire. And that's why Kuntur Shulchan Aruch, really you can't, because even Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah also agrees. If you have a fire, can you put water around it to stop it spreading? People seem to think that yes. You should know it's not simple at all. I don't know Kuntur Shulchan Aruch, Kuntur Ramah, you can do that. They didn't bring the idea. But Kuntur Tosfos Pshat, that he holds the worries about putting it there, he will hold it. You'll have to put the Mechitas and Shelek Vevarat. And the Yerushalmi sourcing that, you'll have a look at the Tosfos at the end of the period. Very interesting Tosfos. But I'm just saying, things are not so simple to start throwing out the word of grammar. It's really frightening. It's such an aggressive way they're promoting this kosher switch. In such an aggressive way. The Baruch Hashem, you guys don't know what I'm talking about, yeah? But people have come up to me. In fact, someone who learns with me was even approached to invest in it. Big mitzvah to invest in such a thing. Rachmanu Litzlan, we can have any machinery operating on Shabbos on this concept of a delay, and not every time it will happen for sure. And first of all, it's not like that. Because trust me, if this won't work, people won't buy it. So they're just tricking the system. They say one and I don't know how much, maybe, because the message gives to another message. The whole issue of Ekin and Belochal is in the Simonea. It's also not so. It's the Gemara Baba Kama, which I didn't mention to you. I know there's a Machlok Yishayim HaTilem Pshat in there. The Gemara Baba Kama says, look, it's a Liba Velivta Ruach. If you cause the fire to expand and the wind came and helped you as well, so the Gemara says that's Groma ben Ezekiel. The Gemara asks, Groma ben Ezekiel is potter. The Gemara asks, what's the difference between Shabbos? Melech HaZoyre. Melech HaZoyre is you throw up the tvua up to the air, and the heavy part falls, the wind causes a. That's also Groma. Melech is Machsheves, says Rashi. By Zoyre, that's your kavana to do it. Is to separate, so therefore it's melechet machshavet. So we see even aliday grama, if it's melechet machshavet, it's also. I know the Rishonim were held differently, and the whole desire is a separate melacha. The Rosh is there, but from the Rosh itself, the Rosh you have to understand. The Rosh is very, very difficult. The Rosh actually holds that if you have an oil lighting, a candle of oil lighting, you know, but they didn't touch the issue. Should we light with oil or not? By the way, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean Hilchas Shabbos to light with oil, olive oil, yeah, in Hilchas Chanukah, but it brings it in Hilchas Shabbos. And people are sure the Hilchas Chanukah is more important than Hilchas Shabbos. And you see everybody running out to the shops to buy olive oil for Chanukah. When it comes to Shabbos, they're happy with the candles. Okay, they light very well. There's nothing wrong. Mishnah Berurah says it's very good. But you should know, if you want to make a hid, you should use olive oil for Shabbos. Because the hid of olive oil is bought in Hilchas Shabbos, not in Hilchas Chanukah. Okay, now they say, no, do me in the next, I make this Hilchas Shabbos. So even in the candle of Shabbos, you should go there. So, the Rosh Holds you've got, the Gemara says, that if someone's mistapik min hashemen, chayav mishum, mechabe. If you had an oil lit, and you want some oil for your salad, and you want to put a bit of oil in your salad, Yochiv the rice of mechabe. Tosfos has a difficulty. What's mechabe there? The candle lights just as the candle diminishes. It becomes a little weaker. Says Rosh, what are you talking about? The Mishnah says even Rosh from Fetch, you've got an egg which is dripping in. Yeah? And you take some oil from up here, that definitely doesn't affect the lighting. So says the Rosh, if you touch anything which is light, any of the machinery, I'm saying machinery because I want to get to time switch, any machinery or any of something which is lit, and you fiddle around with the actual thing which is lit, you could be over this of the Raisa. Yeah? Of Mechabe, says the Rosh. So someone adds on oil. So therefore, even according to Rosh, not that straightforward that you argue with the whole Pshat of the Gemara there, in the Indian of Melechet Machshevet, but it's only by Zoyra, by other Melochas as well. We can argue and say that by lighting all as well. But the Rosh also writes about adding extra covers to the thing. It says it's Gromer. You're not allowed to return a cover which fell off the thing, or add on a cover, because you're causing the Shulchan Aruch brings it. Rishon Zayin. So, the issue of Gromer is not so straightforward. I'm sorry for confusing you.